Good morning.
This morning's scripture is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, starting at verse 13. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. A reading of the Word.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I have a question, and I know not everybody's cup of tea is to shout out an answer, especially because you might think I'm going to judge your answers, but I'd love to know your thoughts. The question is, who is Judy Garland to you? Dorothy, okay, all right, good answer. Anything else? An actress, yes, very good. A great singer, even better, yes. All right, now since you asked me, and I know you didn't, but I'm going to tell you anyway, but so if you asked me, who is Judy Garland, my answer is complicated. Because when I was a kid, Judy Garland was just the lady who played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. And then when I was a teen, I saw that movie with Liza Minnelli and Dudley Moore, Arthur. It's fantastic. It's very funny. And then Judy Garland was Dorothy, and she was also Liza Minnelli's famous dead mother. And on the morning of Friday, March 10th, in the year 2000, I was preparing and dreading to see Lorna Luft perform at Heinz Hall. See, this really sweet lady from the Baptist church where I was the pastor at the time, she was dragging me to see Lorna Luft perform some kind of show called Songs My Mother Taught Me. So that morning, Judy Garland was Lorna Luft and Liza Minnelli's dead mother who played Dorothy. But that night, as I sat in the grand box at Heinz Hall, during that concert, the way that I defined Judy Garland changed forever. Now, she's still all of those things. She's a dead actress and a singer. She was Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, the mother of Liza, Lorna, and don't forget Little Joe. But for me, she's something more. She's an inspiration to me. She's a voice that has comforted and encouraged me. She's somebody whose life story, I've been to her birthplace 5 times. I mean, come on. I mean, they've accompanied me through different parts of my life. My answer is complicated. My answer has changed and developed. And it's probably going to keep changing and developing, not because Judy Garland changed, but because my relationship to her has changed. The disciples are asked a couple of questions in our story today. Jesus wants to know what other people are saying about him. Who do people say that I am? And it's easy. They know the answers. They know what people are saying. Some say you're John the Baptist. Some say you're Elijah, Jeremiah, a prophet. And if we were to say, who do people say that Jesus is? Who people been saying Jesus is? Well, that's easy. We have lots of answers. We could open our Bibles. We could pull out theology books. We could recite the Apostles' Creed again. I could impress you or bore you by reciting the older Nicene Creed by heart. We believe in God and Lord, one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. There are lots of answers that Christians have given to the question, who is Jesus? But then Jesus asks another question. Jesus says, and who do you say that I am? And that's an even bigger, more beautiful, more complicated question. Because if Jesus asked me that question, I could share the creeds. I could tell what I learned in seminary. I could tell you what theologians have been saying for the past 2,000 years. I could give you historical information about the person of Jesus of Nazareth. Those things, they matter to me. But they wouldn't be my only answer. Because facts and creeds tell us about someone. But when we have a relationship, the relationship begins to tell us who they are to us. And I don't think that question, who do you say that I am, is a one and done question. Because it wasn't for Peter. Yes, in our story today, Jesus asks, who do you say that I am? And Peter is right there, and he says, you're the Messiah. You're the Son of the living God. And it's almost like a game show. Peter, the big winner. You got it, Peter. Finally, you're even going to get the keys to the kingdom. Except, in that moment, Peter had the right words, the right answer. But he doesn't even fully understand his right answer. He still isn't finished discovering what those words mean. Because just a little while later, Jesus is going to give more details about what it means to be the Messiah and how he's going to be handed over to the authorities and killed. And Peter's going to say, no, we're never going to let that happen. And Jesus is going to call him a stumbling block and say, get thee behind me. And after Jesus is arrested, Peter's going to deny even knowing him 3 times. And even after Jesus dies on the cross, Peter isn't sitting around calmly saying, don't worry, everybody, resurrection is coming. Peter doesn't understand yet. Peter knew Jesus. Peter loved Jesus. Peter followed Jesus. And he even had the right words about Jesus, but his answer was still unfinished. And maybe none of us have finished discovering what our answer would be. This week, I sat and I tried to answer this question, who is Jesus to me? And I realized that my answer has changed over the years. When I was a child, Jesus was the white man with the brownish blonde hair and the blue eyes, and he loved all the children of the world. And that was Jesus. And Jesus was also a baby at first in a golden fleece diaper. And that was Jesus. That's what I knew. And then when I was in my early teens, I got to know a person at work at the library, and she told me what she believed that Jesus was. And so I came to see Jesus as the sacrificial lamb. Jesus as the only way to make peace with God. and you had to say, Jesus' blood was shed for my sins. I saw Jesus as a peacemaker between me and an angry, angry God. And that really tripped me up, I gotta say. It hurt my heart because my mom, who was further along in her walking in this world, she would say, why is God so mean to require that? And I'd get angry and I'd get confused and I thought, well, this is the absolute answer. No, Jesus, yes. But I kept on walking. I kept on walking with Jesus. I kept on learning about him. I kept studying him. I kept praying. I kept asking questions. And my understanding has grown. It's deeper in some places, it's broader in others, and it's still changing. And if today Jesus asked me, who do you say that I am? I would say, you are still the child born in Bethlehem. You are still fully God. You are still fully human. You are the one who fed hungry people and healed hurting people. You are the one who welcomed people others sent away. You are the one who died for love and rose again. You are the way that I connect to God. I would say, Jesus, you are all the things I can describe, and you are all the things that I can't. And I was sharing that with somebody who's married, and she said, you know, it's kind of like my husband. And she said, it's really no different than asking, who is your husband? And we talked about that a little bit, and she said, think about it. And so I asked you, think about your husband, your wife, your child. Your husband was once just a good-looking guy with a great sense of humor that you thought was kind of cool. And then he became your friend. And then he became your fiancé. And then he became your husband. And 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, my husband means something it couldn't have meant on your wedding day. The person doesn't have to change for the relationship to deepen. The more we live life together with each other and live life together with Jesus, through the ordinary, through the joys, through the disappointments, it grows, it broadens, it deepens. And so I invite you this week to sit for a while with that question Jesus asked Peter. Not what does the church say about Jesus, not what did your Sunday school teacher say? Not what does Pastor Ng say? Jesus says, who do you say that I am? And don't worry if your answer isn't complete, because I don't think there is a complete one. Peter got the words right, but he had a lifetime ahead of him to discover what those words mean, and we do too. Who Jesus isn't just something to answer, check off, and put away. It's a question we live. Who is Jesus today? Who might I discover him to be tomorrow? And 10 years from now, I hope I'll be face to face with Jesus 10 years from now, frankly. But 10 years from now, if I'm still around, I hope that you will ask me who is Jesus to you, and I hope that I will have more to tell you. Not because Jesus is going to become somebody else, but because I'll have walked with him for 10 more years. And maybe that's what living a life with Jesus is, walking closely with Jesus, that our answer keeps growing. May we live our lives continuing to answer that question. Thanks be to God.